On vous a OK, good. Zero sleep is catching up on me. I can't sleep. No, because I can't get into position. That's okay. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, we're going to start the next sugya. It's a very big sugya. Probably be busy with it for sure until Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. But at least we'll get started. And the truth is, the sugya that we did the last 2 weeks, 3 weeks, is going to give us a lot more clarity in this sugya. So we're going to go to Davov. We pretty much skimmed through the whole sugya. If the Olam wants to read it inside, they can, but it's we pretty much went through the inyanim of the whole sugya. So we're going to start already from the Gemara after Kippur or Loi Kippur. Iboy Elohu. By the two dots on Vav Amud Aleph, Iboy Elohu. After the Kippur. Iboy Elohu. The Gemara is now going to a regular carbon that was brought properly. We're out of the Shaloi Lishma now. Regular carbon. You brought a carbon, regular carbon that was koshel, va'oyle l'bailam l'shem choyva. You brought it Lishma. You did everything right. The only thing you're missing is that the zman that the carbon is being misyachas to, there are two zmanim of the carbon. There's a zman hafrosha, and there's the zman havor. Okay? Certain dinim achal at the time of the hafrosha, and certain dinim achal at the time of the havor. So for instance, a korban chatas, right, requires that the chet that you did was already there at the time of the hafrosha. On that there's no shaila. We'll see where we get it from, but by a chatas it's clear. By an oiler, for instance, we don't have any clear data. That's really what the sugi is going through. Although the Gemara is talking about a carbon oila, but the shaila could be extended to shlomim and to other carbonas, we'll see. But right now, the Gemara is going to deal with oila. So chatas we know. If somebody, l'moshel, is mafresh a chatas on Sunday, the following Shabbos, he's mechal Shabbos, that chatas is not going to work for the, he was Michal Shabbos yes, that's exactly the case. Michal Shabbos on Shabbos. The previous Sunday he was Mafresh, the chatas not going to work. Because the chet that he's bringing it for happened after the Afrosh. And the Afrosh has to incorporate the chet. The Afrosh has to incorporate. It's almost as though the Afrosh, you have to look at it like the Afrosh is a kapara. Part of the kapara is the Afrosh. That's the simple way. We're going to come on that like that, but the simple way to learn the Gemara is that there are different thresholds for kapara. There's hafrosha, we had already hafrosha, bringing to the Azora, which we spoke about by Riches the last couple of weeks. That's when the Chayvus Momon potentially goes away. Then there's Shechita, and then there's Zrika. Right? And some kapara is even more than Zrika. There's Achilas Koyanim, to complete the kapara. So there's different places. By a chatas, you need to have the chet before anything. If you did a afrosha after the chet, it doesn't work. The Gemara Shaila is, what about an oila? And again, right now we're focusing oila, but technically, any carbon that you'll find that's going on something, whether it's a toida going on a nace that happened to you, or it's a shlomim going for some other mitzvah, you have to bring a shlomim. You can always have the shalom. Right now we're dealing with oil. So an oil is normally brought on a bitl asay. If somebody's mevatel mitzvah asay, they bring a carbon oil. There are other carbonous oil that are chayv mechus rekapulim. There are other oils. There's oil is riya. But we're dealing here now with an oil that's coming for an asay. Okay? So now what happened was you were mafresh oil on Sunday, and on Monday, you missed Hanukkah's Tefillin. and now you're bringing the carbon on Tuesday. So the Gemara Shaila is, does the oil work for the Hanachas Tefillin of Monday when you mafresh it on Sunday? That's a Shaila. Zok the Gemara Bailu. Asay the lach afosha mechapro, oiloi mechapro. Is it on, is it not mechapro on the Asay of after afrosha? Okay. So right away the Chaznish says, I don't know what's going on here. Chaznish Bayas in the Sugi. Says, I don't know what's going on here. He says, Yoshim could bring an oil. If Yoshim, Yarshim, and Oila from the father, they bring the carbon oil. Right? And they have a kapora. Right? They get a kapora from that oil. Says the Chaznish. So the Chayra, any assay that's being brought for would be considered achar frosha. Because even if you're going to tell me that they're bringing it for an assay that they did before the father was mafrosha, yeah, but the carbon wasn't mafrosha on that. You follow what I'm saying? The father didn't wear tefillin in his lifetime. The Yerush didn't wear tefillin. Now the Yerush Yarush and the carbon. The halacha is that the Yerush could bring that oil as a carbon. It's mechaper on him. Mikufi mechaper. It's not a chat. It's not. But like an oil, it works for an oil. He doesn't have to bring another oil. Right? It's not mechaper the father. It's mechaper for the Yerush. It's mechaper for the Yerush. The father died. The father no longer. The father doesn't have kapara for his hanachas tefillin. Even if the Yerush brings it, the father doesn't have a kapara. The kapara goes on the Yerush. Okay? The Yerush is the miskapara. The father. Frech the Chazanish. How could the Gemara Bayos have a Shaila? If Hafrosh is required to be done after the Asay, every carbon of the Yerush, that he brings a carbon oila, we pass and he brings a carbon oila, and it's Machaper for him. That's if Hafrosh. And he says, Elamai, what are you going to tell me? A Doichik. That it only works for carbonas, for Asays, that the Yerush did before his father was mafreshit, right? He says that also doesn't make sense. No, see, he says that also doesn't make sense because that's equivalent to doing it after the hafresh. Because what's the difference between before and hafresh and after hafresh? It's whether you were makdashit for that purpose. The father zecher wasn't makdashit for his sons or his nephews. Bittul Hanachas Tefillin. It's a bomb kasha to the Chazanish. Huh? Yes. Yes. No. Not for father and son, but you could bring, if you were Mavatal 20 assays, you bring one oil. That's not the Gemara Shaila. The Gemara knows that you could bring an oil for many assays, which is part of what the Gemara uses as a reason to be Mechalak. Between a chattas and an oil. Chattas you can only bring for one chet. Right? Unless it wasn't one halama, you can only bring for one chet. The point of chattas is a very basic question he's asking. He's asking like this. The Gemara by us is having a shaila. Whether, just like by a carbon oil, chattas, it only works on an aveira that you did before you got a chiyuv chattas. So the Gemara has a shaila now. Maybe an oil is the same thing. Maybe an oil only works on an aveira you did before. Now, what does that mean in pshat? It means that in order for the oil to be mechaper, it had to have been hufrash on that chet. That's what it means in English. That's what it means. It had to have been separated for that avera. Yeah? Frech the Chazanish, the fact that a Yerush could bring the oil of his father and it works for him is the biggest proof that it works for after Afrosha. Elamai, you're going to say a doichik, which some say. That, well, it only works for an assay that the Yerush did before his father was mafreshit. Says the Chaznish, that accomplishes nothing. He wasn't mafresh for that. So that's equivalent to an assay of after Afrosha. So, we'll get to your point in a moment. Some want to say like you, but you're going to get lambasted. They're not here, but you're here. But he says like this. He says, Sok the Chazanish, says the Chazanish, Kate Sadona Gomorrah Moilin Machaper Zachar Frosha, Hari Mutsinu Shayosh Miskapra, Bukarban Avim. the Yoshin get a kapar with a carbon aviyah. He says, number one, he says, Vahainu bain shavu acha afrosha. Vahafilu avru kodem afrosha, says the Chazon Ish. Even if the Yerush did the aviyah before the afrosha. Harei loy nasis afrosha l'shein kaparosa. Doesn't work. So because of this kasha, it's a very big doichik. Some want to say that the Evan Ozel says such a svara, Mrs. Zalman, that maybe Taka, even though we know the Yerush gets a kapar, and the Gemara calls it a kufya dika kapar, right? It's not a solid kapar. Maybe Taka, he has to bring another carb. But it's very not mashma like that. The Evan Ozel wants to be doichik, that maybe that's the way it's. First of all, the fact that you see the Gemara even has a shayla mekivah mechaper. That's mamish a kviyus tikka kapar. Our Gemara clearly is not mashma like that. Anyway, so some want to say a different word. They want to say like this. If you look at Tosfos, here look at Tosfos divrei hamaschil oy. You got it? Right? Look at the last line or two of Tosfos. Yishlema. Kibon she'ovad v'kor v'achar tachto igloi milso shaloi hoisa for shosan ad regal achar d'shachti lei. Just to give you background, Tosfos is bothered with why didn't the Gemara bring a raya from Korbanos that we find that if they get lost, like Seire Regolem, if they get lost, so you bring them the following Yom Tov. Right? Even though, clearly, now it's being mechaper on Averis that were done after the Afresh. In other words, the Tzibur was mafresh an oil for Pesach. And then it got lost. So they brought another one for Pesach. And now they found the Sawyer of Pesach. The Halach is they bring it on Shulis. So Tosfos asks, L'chari, that's a raya. That's mechaper on Asay, v'achar afrosha. Tosfos says, no. Maybe Yishloi mekivon she'ovad v'korev achar tachtov igloi milsa sheloi hoisa afroshosan adregal achar d'shachtile. It's igloi milsa. In other words, it's as though there was a new afrosha. That seems to be what Tosfos is saying. Which is really what Yehuda was saying. Similar svara. You see Yehuda? Tosfos is trying to say that since the Tzibur brought another Sawyer on Pesach, because this one got lost, so now when they bring the Pesach one on Shavuos, it's almost as though it was separated for Shavuos. That's what happened. Forgetting what Tosfos for is and whether this is a... So some Achrayim want to make a dimyon. Say, well, maybe that's Pshat over here, like Yehuda was saying. It's a new Afrosha. Okay? It's a new Afrosha. I'll tell you why in Sforet it doesn't work. But in order to, number one, you have to understand is that Tosfos, okay, on its own needs a lot of clarity. Because over there, we're not even dealing with an oiler. We're dealing with a chatas. And a chatas zikr requires that the chet was done prior to the afresh. Has to be, it's not even, ein maladaber. Elomai, it's a chatas tibur. Chatas tibur is different. So chatas tibur, really, all you need, it's not anyway, it's going on the tibur. By the tibur, there's never a zman. It's not makif. Tosfos' whole problem is that l'chora, if it was a afresh for Pesach, so it shouldn't work for Shavuos. On that, Tosfos says, igloi milsa was a afresh for Shavuos. He doesn't mean it's kilu, the chet was done after the afresh. Because that zikha doesn't work by a chattas. Chattas, you need to have the chet before you mafresh the carbon to begin with. Tosfos is asking something else. Tosfos is saying, how is the carbon brought now if it was separated for Pesach? How is it brought for Shavuos? This is, well, now that it got lost. So in other words, it's almost like a lev bezin masna. When we originally separated the carbon, we're separating it for the regel that it's supposed to be brought on. That's the point. And it's always that way. Because whenever you bring a sir for the tzibur, I'll just tell you a simple svar. You separate it before the regal. Right? Between the time that you separated the carbon and the time of the avah, there's always averis that you're talking about for the whole Klal Yisrael. The Torah says that works completely different. Tzibur works completely different. Toys' question is, yeah, but there's still a din. You have to be mafreshit for this regal. And here it's come. On that we say there's a lev bezdin masna, kiilu they were mafreshit for the other regal. So I wouldn't use that toys' anyway, mix them into our sugya. Because it's talking about tzibur regalim of the tzibur, it's a whole different thing. So let's just take Yehuda's svara at face value, without a toys', just face value. Maybe it's like a new afresh. I'll explain to you why that doesn't work by me. The svara doesn't work by me. Because, very simple. What's the reason why by a chatas has to be before the chet has to be before the afresh? Because the shame carbon is misyachas to the chet. That means it's a chatas chelev. It's not stam a chatas. It's a chatas chelev. So it's a chatas on that chet. It's part of the shame carbon is on the chet. The Gemara Shaila L'Chaira is. That's really the root of the Gemara Shaila by us L'Chaira. In Lomdus, what's our Gemara Shaila? If I would bring it down to a basic level, I would say our Gemara Shaila is, how does the oiler work? Isn't an oiler, there's two ways to look at it. We know the guy didn't wear tefillin, or he didn't eat matzah on Pesach. We know that the halacha is that he brings an oiler. And the oiler is machaper on the assay. That we know. But how does it work? So there's two ways to look at it. One is gavra and one is cheft. Gavra means, in order for me to have a kapora on my lack of eating matzah, I have to bring a durin. Oil is a present. I bring a present to the Rabbeinu Shalom. By bringing a present to the Rabbeinu Shalom, I get a kapora. So it's a din of the gavra that I have to have an oil. Nafkamina. So then it makes no nafkamina when I separate the oil. It's not that the oil becomes an oilless tefillin, or the oil becomes an oilless matzah. It's a diamond. I'm bringing it to Rabbeinu Shalom. It's a din on me that I should bring an oil to the Rabbeinu Shalom. I brought an oil to Rabbeinu Shalom. Chatas is not a din on me to bring a chatas. You have that too, but it becomes a chatas chelev. It only works if it's a chatas chelev. If I bring a chatas dam on a chatas chelev, it doesn't work. I have to bring a chatas chelev. So what I'm trying to say is like this. Just getting to you, Yehuda. On the tzad that it's ma'akev. That would mean that the oil becomes an oil of tefillin. The oil becomes an oil of matzah. Just like we have a chatas chelev, we have an oil of matzah, we have an oil of tefillin. If that's the case, so then who cares that there was a transfer of ownership? It's not a monetary problem. It's a Kedushas carbon problem. And I'm sure Yehuda, you would agree that the Kedushas carbon had no gap. It's not like when the father died, the Kedushas carbon fell off. And now the Yerush Yash and it became a new carbon. I'm sure you would agree with that, right? Did the carbon become chulin in between? No. What? No. So there was the Kedushas carbon is still from day one. The father said on the tzad of the Gemara that the oil has to go on the chet, which is precisely what the Chaznish's kash is. That means the oil has to go on that mice of not wearing tefillin, on that mice of not eating matzah. The fact is it wasn't. Now the ownership got transferred. But the Kedusha of the carbon, the Yerush is still using the Kedusha of the carbon from day one. So he can't manipulate what the carbon is. Let me ask you, if a guy dies, and if Yehuda would be right, if a guy dies and he leaves over a Chatas Chelev, the Yerush should be able to use it. For 1 second. For his Chelev. Father ate chaylev, the Yerush ate chaylev. The father dies. The halacha is, it goes lemisa, because it's a chatas shemesu b'alai, there's nothing you can do with it. There's nothing you can do with it. The Yerush yashem is the chatas. Now it's like a afrosha chadosha. It's like it's separated for the Yerush, it's chaylev. The teretz is, no. Exactly. No, and that becomes incorporated in the Kedushas HaKarban. If you remember, we said that when you have in mind for another achilas that shinei kodesh, if somebody would check the chatas, the kohen would check the chatas, instead of doing it l'shem the chelev, chatas chelev, do l'shem chatas dam. That's called Shinui Kodesh. Why? Because the chet and the carbon are integrated. It's a chatas chaylev. Just like we understand that there's a division between a chatas and an oil and a shlomim, there's chatas chaylev, there's chatas dam, and the chahena. Right? So this chatas is the Gemara's tzad is that maybe oila has the same characteristic. That's the shail of the Gemara. On the tzad, that the oila has that characteristic that the chatas has, then it wouldn't help the fact that there was a transfer of ownership. Because it comes bin adava. It's brought as an adava. As an adava, the whole point of an oila is that an oila could be brought for nothing. An oila could be brought as kayat hamizbeach just to keep the mizbeach going. That's the whole point. But our Gemara Shaila is that maybe when you're bringing an oila for a bit lasay, our Gemara Shaila is not whether you could bring it. The Gemara Shaila is when you're bringing an oila for a bit lasay, for tefillin, for matzah, for whatever avera you did, bit lasay, right? Which is really what you do for Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach, even though it's chorus, there's no korban chatas on it because it's asay, right? There you'd bring an oila, bit lasay, right? So our Gemara Shaila is, does an oila work for an asay that you did after Afrasha? And the only logic to the Gemara Shaila is whether it's like a chatas. Meaning, does the asay that you're bringing it for become incorporated in the heftza of the carbon? If it does, it won't work. If it does not, then it's fine. If the only pshat in the oila on asay is, I was over an asay, I have to do tshuva, and I have to bring the Rabbanu Shem a present, an oila. Then it works. Because then the carbon intrinsically does not associate to the bit laseh. But the point is simple. If it does, the point of the Chazon Ish is that if it does, then a Yerush should not be able to be yetzer with his father's carbon. No matter when he did the chet, he shouldn't be able to be yetzer with the carbon. Now let's see the Hemshech HaGemara. Huh? The son could bring it on any assay he wants. By the way, you could bring an oil for any assay, as many as you'd like. If somebody was mevatel 100 assays before Afrasha, he certainly could bring one oil, which is the point of the Gemara. Let's look what the Gemara says. Says the Gemara, Kippu, right? Do we say that it's doimit to a chatas? That's the Gemara Shaila. Do we say mi amrin imidi davi achatas? Ma achatas koydim afroshein lach afrosholoi. Ah, so therefore afachanami koydim afroshein lach afrosholoi. Oidum aloy damir lachatas. Well, maybe there's no comparison to a chatas. And now the Gemara explains. Why? Because by a chatas, the halacha is every chet that you brought, every chet that you did, you have to bring boy lasu yichod chatas. If somebody had many averas, he has to bring a separate chatas each avera. For hocha, kivon diik, kama asay gabay mechapro. A guy can bring one asay on many. And therefore, asay lach harfosh anami mechapro. Therefore, it's mechapar to say you have to have Rosha. Mashenki and achatas not. That's the Gemara. L'chares, how Gemara Shaila is it like achatas or is it not like achatas? The Gemara is saying is, you can't bring a raya from achatas. You can't make like a mamatzinu, that's just like you see by, because achatas has a certain characteristic, which is that it only comes on one, specific one, and oil could be brought for many. L'chair, what the Gemara means is, and therefore maybe the whole mechanism is different. The Gemara doesn't mean, since it has a kula, so maybe it has another kula. No, maybe the whole mechanism is different. Chatas is brought on the chet, and the oil is a doran, it's a present that you bring to the Rabbeinu Shlomo. And Mela makes no difference when and how. Now, the Rambam comes, I wanted to give this to the Rambam, I was a little laid up. The Rambam comes here in Hilchos Shogegos, and the Rambam almost goes with a whole different approach. Our Gemara seems to be going very clear that a chatas could never be brought for something that you did after Hafrash. Clearly. Right? The Gemara Shaila is, what about an oil? Okay? Now, on the Gemara's tzad that you can't bring an oil for a say that you did after Hafrash, it would be any say, meaning, let's say, tefillin. So a guy was mafresh an oil on Sunday for not wearing tefillin the previous week. And then on Monday, he didn't wear tefillin. So can he bring the carbon for on Tuesday for also for Monday's lack of an achas tefillin? So the Rambam comes here. For the oil, we didn't print this out, so I'll tell you where it is. The Perek Gimel, Hilchos Shogegos, Halacha Gimel. Gimel, and Hilchos Shogegos. I'll read you the Rambam. The Rambam writes like this. Kfar bi'arunu b'chus p'sulei mukdashim. Sha'am mafresh chatas al chelev shochal. If somebody was mafresh chatas for chelev, lo yivienu al adam shochal. Can't bring it for dam. Why? Vim hikrif p'sulim. Possible. Yef yesem izeh, says the Rambam. Im hifresh chatas al chelev shochal emesh. Number one, he says, chatas chelev, chatas dam, you can't do. Yesu al ken. Hifrish chatas, a guy was mafresh chatas, al chelev shochal emesh. On chelev that he ate yesterday. Says the Rambam, the ochal, and then he ate chelev hayoim, right? Lo yivienu al chelev shochal hayoim. But listen to this. Zog the Rambam, vim hevi kipel, keep out. It works. By chatas. Mamish, can I get al Gemara? I mean, some change the Gilson. The Kesef Mishnah keeps the Gilson of Rambam. Kesef Mishnah says, Mechapra al achelev shalai hufa shalav. So the Karen Ira in our sugya says, what's going on? It's a direct stira with our sugya. Direct stira. Yeah, oh, so the Karen Ira comes. Obviously, according to the Rambam, then you'd have to bring another one for yesterday's chelev. He's not saying you're taking... Yeah. So the Karen Ira wants to say, like David is saying, obviously, there's no tzad that you could bring one. Each chelev needs its own chatas. See, he wants to say like this. Al Gemara is talking about... Where you brought a carbon yesterday? Where you brought a carbon yesterday? In other words, I was mafresh a chatas for yesterday's chelev, and then I brought another chatas for yesterday's chelev. So now I have an opening. Now I could switch this chatas for today's chelev. Yeah, our Gemara is talking about a case where a guy ate chelev yesterday. He ate chelev today. And he has a carbon he was mafresh from yesterday. And he hasn't yet been mechaper for yesterday. And now the kohen was makrevit for the chelev of today. So clearly Agamor says that wouldn't work. The Rambam is talking about a case where the chelev was the chatas chelev that you ate yesterday, another one was brought now for that. And now it works. So that's how he's mitigating the Rambam and our Gemara. Our Gemara clearly states that chelev that you ate after Afrosha does not work. The Karen Ur is saying that our Gemara is only talking about a case where you didn't already bring another one for today's chelev, for yesterday's chelev. But if you separated this one for yesterday's chelev, and then you brought another chatas for yesterday's chelev, so now this chatas becomes an extra. But there's another chelev available. Now you can bring it for that. I have many problems with this Karen Ira. One second. He doesn't, first of all, the Rambam doesn't say it. First of all, the Rambam doesn't say it. Not only the Rambam doesn't say it, if the Karen Ira is who kimped in the Rambam is correct, so why does the Rambam say, lo yivienu vim hevi kiper? What do you mean, lo yivienu? Yes, yivienu. That's the only thing you could do. Yeah, of course you're Vienna. Of course you're Vienna. There's no other option. So what do you mean, Mehavi Keeper? Why you Vienna with Mehavi Keeper? That's number one. Number two, and this is to me a bigger problem, because by me, Svarakash is bothering me more than Diuk questions. If the Karen Ayur's Mahalach is correct, then I don't have Pshat and Asugya at all. Because our Gemara was going with a line of thought, which was, there are two ways to look at an oil. One is to categorize it like a chatas, in which case, the mitzvah haseh that you did becomes incorporated in the Kedusha's carbon, and now if you bring it for something after, it won't work. It can only work for what's before. The other way is, no, the oil is a durin, it's a present to din on you to bring an oil. It doesn't, even if you had in mind it's going on a particular assay, it wouldn't become part of the carbon anyway. The carbon is a carbon island. Or to Iceland. The Gemara says, well, do we compare it to a chattas? Do we not compare it to a chattas? So the Gemara says, well, we can't compare it to a chattas, maybe. Because chattas is different. Because chattas, you need to bring on each chelov separately. Okay. When the Gemara has the Chakira, the Gemara knew that an oila could be brought for 20 assays. The Gemara knew that. That wasn't... For Hawaii, the Gemara still has the Shaila. The Gemara is just saying you can't bring a raya from Chattas, right? In other words, the facts on the table we know. Chattas can only be brought for one chet, and an oila could be brought for multiple assays. That we know. Given those facts, we have a shayla. Does the assay of an oila go into the carbon itself? In which case, when you mafresh the oila, it had to have already been that you were over that assay. Which would mean that if somebody was over 10 hanachas tefillins, when he's mafresh it for 10 hanachas tefillins. Or 5 hanachas tefillins, 5 achilus matzahs, 5 hashavas avedis, whatever, right? Or, no, it doesn't become incorporated in the carbon. So understand. So the Gemara is saying, is it similar to Chelev or is it not similar to Chelev? Chelev, the Gemara says, well, Chattas is different because Chattas is not Mechapar and Aseh after Afresh. That's not true. Chattas is. It's only not Mafresh on Acheti after Afresh if you still need it for the previous Chet. Right? It is Mechapar and Afresh of after. Right? According to the Karen Ayur's explanation in the Rambam. Chattas only doesn't work, according to the Karen Ayur, on an assay of after afresh if you didn't yet bring one for the one before. So that means that oila, which is always available, because the oila is never limited to one assay. So even if the oila would be like a chattas, it should work, because it's still available. Karen, follow what I'm saying. Karen Ayur is saying that the Rambam says that no problem, even though you separated the chattas for the chelov of Yait yesterday, you could still bring it for the chelov of today. Karen Ayur says, what happened to our Gemara? No problem. Our Gemara is talking about where you didn't get a kapara for yesterday. So this carbon is almost like meshubed. It's spoken for yesterday, right? But if you taka brought another chattas for yesterday's chelev, then you could easily take yesterday's chelev carbon and use it for today's carbon. So that means the only issue with a chattas is where it's unavailable. It is mechapar on asay after afrasha. It's only not mechapar on asay after afrasha if it's not available. In fact, I don't really understand why, according to the, I will give you an explanation to this. According to the Karen, I have a bigger kasha. Why can't a person always be mafresh chattas before the chet? A guy knows he's forgetful. He knows every couple of weeks he mistakenly turns out a line on Shabbos. See, he happens to be practical. He has time now. So he separates a chattas for future. It's not a great mindset to have, but for future chil Shabbosas, basically for Florida. He's separating now for Florida. Yeah. For future chayve chatoyes, separate it now. Yeah, that doesn't work, According to Karen Oyer, why in fact doesn't it work? It should, because it's available. Right? So I'm not a avatar. I'll tell you what the terrorist to that. You follow what I'm saying? Or is according to the Karen Oyer? Karen Oyer is saying is, you could take yesterday, the Rambam says, Lamaisa, you could take the carbon that was separated yesterday for yesterday's chalev, and you could use it for today's chalev. Provided that you, so we don't know what provided. The Rambam says, b'dihavad, you could take yesterday's chalev and use it for today's chalev. Karen Oyer says, IR Gemara. Our Gemara is talking about where you didn't resolve yesterday yet, then you can't. So if the Karen Oyer's thinking is correct, so I don't understand, so why can't you always bring a chatos before you do the chet? Mafresh it before. It's available for a future chet. This, I'm being mafresh a chatos for Chilul Shabbos. It's available when the chatos will be chet. What's the problem? Why not? So for that, I'll tell you, I have a simple teretz. For that, I could tell you like this. There's a mechanism problem. You can't be mafresh a chatas before you chayev a chatas. Okay, it's the kedusha is not chal. The kedusha of a chatas can only be chal. There's a mechanical problem. The kedusha's chatas can only be chal once there's a chayev. So, and what's machayev achatas is the yediyah. So till you have a yediyah schet, there's a mechanical problem. That fresher won't work. So that's why, that would explain. If you remember, we had that case in Croesus, we spoke about a guy throw, the Mishnah says in Shabbos, if a guy throws an object on Shabbos, b'shegik, and before it lands, he remembers it's Shabbos. Remember, we schwitzed on that. So the halacha is the Mishnah Paskas in Shabbos, Perek Hazorek, he's potter from Achatas. Why? Because he's not shogeg from beginning to end. In order to be Chayav Achatas, you have to be shogeg from the beginning till the end. Here, once he found out it was Shabbos, he threw it thinking it was Friday. Before it landed, he found out it was Shabbos. So by the time it lands, he's amazed. So that's why he doesn't bring Achatas. Right? So we ask the simple question. He's not amazing. There's nothing he can do about it. I understand if a guy's walking on Shabbos, Dalet Amos, you tell him it's Shabbos in the middle. Yeah. You'd rather hear this kasha twice. Because I also asked it in the Daf Yomi in Brooklyn. And you were there. So Lamaisa, if a guy's walking, then I understand. He knows it's Shabbos. He keeps on walking. He has the Malach amazing. The Yerushalmi there in Shabbos asks, this should be like a guy who murdered somebody. So let's say a guy, Beshegig, pulls the trigger. He doesn't realize somebody's there. And then in between the shooting of the trigger, he sees there's a person there. He becomes now amazed? Of course not. Shoigig and mazed is only evaluated based on, as long as you're in power, you're in control to manipulate what's going to happen. So it's mamash apella. Why are you? And I'll tell you, Rabbi Yisai, maybe for 25 years, I schwitzed on that sugi and shams. I couldn't get a good shot. Why? Why is that not called a shaykh? And then they printed a shir in one of these choveras. They printed a shir from Rav Shlomo Zalman. It's Meir Einayim. He asked the same kasha. He says, why are you? He says, a great teretz. He says, it's not that you're not a shaykh. Of course, if we look at you, were you mechal Shabbos b'shir? If you're clapping al chet, you definitely didn't mechal Shabbos b'mezit. You threw it b'shaykh. He says, but when do you become chayav achatas? When you get the idea, when you get the knowledge, that's when you become chayav. He says, so the reason why you're not chayav achatas here is because since you found out it was Shabbos before the malacha completed, so the malacha didn't end with a lack of idea. In other words, the chayav is chal as soon as you get that surge of knowledge that you didn't have, right? So why am I bringing achatas? Because I threw an object. I was machal Shabbos b'shoigik, and as soon as I get the knowledge that I did a malacha, that idea makes me chayav achatas. The idea triggers the chiyav. But here, the item is in the air, right? And now I find out it's Shabbos. So when I have the idea that it's Shabbos, I can't be chayav achatas because I wasn't machal Shabbos yet. By the time I'm Mechal Shabbos, I already have a Yedid that it's Shabbos from before. So there's a mechanism problem. When the Mishnah says you have to be a shogeg from beginning to end, it's because if not, the idea that you have can't trigger a chiyuv chatas. If you have knowledge any time prior to the melacha completing itself, that idea can't be mechayev chatas because you didn't do melacha. In other words, the idea is what's chayev the chatas. The idea is what makes you chayev chatas. It has to be idea chiyuv. So if you threw an object from Mishra Zayachar to Mishra Zerabim, thinking it was Friday, it landed, then 5 minutes later you get a Yediyah at Shabbos, that Yediyah could be Mechayev Yehuchatas. Because now I have knowledge that I have previously, unknowingly, unwittingly, Mechal Shabbos. But if I got the Yediyah before the Malacha completed, that Yediyah is a moment, it's not an ongoing. It has to at that moment be Mechayev. It can't be Mechayev Achatis. Well, I was Akira. I did an Akira. Now I found out that I did Akira on Shabbos B'Shoike. Okay, Mechayev Achatis. Then later, there's a Hanocha that I know about. I already know it's Shabbos. You need both. That's his point. You need a Maisa Melacha that you did unknowingly, and then the idea creates the Chiyuv Achatis. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, if that yediyah is going to happen any time prior to the possibility of the chiyuv chatas being chal, it's like a premature delivery. That's what happened here. There's a premature delivery of a nefil. There was an incomplete malacha that was born. Because as far as the chiyuv chatas is concerned, it's born when you get the yediyah. It doesn't sit around and wait for the good happy time. The idea, mazel tov, there's a idea. Mazel tov, it's a chatas. So idea creates an instantaneous chiyuv chatas. So what he's saying is, the Chav Shlem is Alman. It's poshet. It's a goyness and poshet. Pshat. He says, when you got the idea, it's not mazel tov, there's a chatas. Mazel tov, there's an akira. Okay. That's it. It's over. There can't be a yediyah again after the... There was a yediyah already. And the yediyah couldn't create a chiyuv chatas.
It's a little misleading to say because you need to have a shogeg from beginning to end.
You do. You do. You do, because shogeg means a lack of yediyah. That's the definition. We were looking at it. Shogeg means you're not amazing. You know, there's nothing you could do about it. That's what we're looking at. We were looking at a lack of negligence. Rav Shlomo Zalman saying, no. The reason why you need shogeg is because it's the idea that's mechayev of the chatas. That's the point. Exactly. You're right, it's misleading. For 25 years, I was misled. That's the problem I have. Because I learned the Mishnah in Shabbos means, if you're amazed, there's no kapara. If any of the malacha was done by amazed, you're too negligent to get a kapara. That's the way I understood it. So Mamela, I didn't understand what's going on here. The bottom line, I wasn't negligent. From beginning to end, I wasn't negligent. So Koshlem Azama, no. There's another reason why. Yes, maybe if you're amazed, you're not ready for kapara. True. But there's another issue. The issue is that the idea is what creates the chiyuv chatas. And therefore, the idea has to come at the right time. And if the idea is going to hit the blade before there was a malacha, there's no chatas. I mean, for me, it was mamish simchas teira because this sugi was like dark. So that's why the Keren Ora, this kasha I'm asking you now is not a kasha on the Keren Ora. Because the Keren Ora could easily say that there's a big difference between being mafresh achatas before you ever knew you were chayav achatas, then you have a mechanism problem. Right? Then being mafresh achatas after you know you were chayav achatas. So that's the way he would get around it. But my bigger problem on the Keren Ora is I don't understand how Pshat and the Sugya goes now. Because now, L'chaira, our Gemara seems to be saying, is it like achatas? And therefore, it won't work for an Aseh after Afrosha? Or is it not like a chatas, and therefore it will work on a say that's after Afrosh? What I'm bothered with is, if I have the Keren Oros adjustment in the Rambam, then even if it's like a Chatas, it should work. Exactly. Because the way the Keren Oros is learning, the only time a Chatas does not work is where it's still needed for the other. Now, an Aseh never has that limitation. So every Aseh always has availability. It's available. So if you're telling me that by a Chatas, when available, it works for Aseh after Afrasha. So an Oila should always work for after Afrasha. Even if it's like a Chatas. The whole Gemara is going, is it like a Chatas? Is it not like a Chatas? Yeah. That doesn't work. Rabbi said, I think my foot has its limits. So for today, we'll have to end a bit early. We'll continue to see you next week. I will give you Belina that today already. We'll get onto the web. All right, we'll get the Marma Kremis. So I could work on it.
But the way is saying that the Gemara here is a different chiyuv, and the Rambam is making a deal saying that only on chaylev, because it's chaylev to be mechaper and not chaylev. The Rambam is saying that chaylev can be mechaper and not chaylev.